So Kufnun Vav, did I mention about that note in the beginning of Kufnun Pei?
You said you talked to one of your friends.
That note in particular of saying, oh, this is all non-halachic, is not, they don't really hold like that at all. That was just something added by the printer. But once again, you know, one of these halachos that sounds, at first glance, like, whoa, it doesn't seem like anybody keeps this. But A, they have to figure out why that might be the case. And then B, there is an important application that the Shulchan Aruch itself points out that comes out from this section here, which is very relevant, Lamaisa. So let's see, Kufnun Vav. So the tour itself says, Ein mistaper mehagoy, we're in the tour in the front of the book, Ein mistaper mehagoy, shem yihargenim, that one's not allowed to get a haircut from a non-Jew, lest he kill you. Right? Obviously, a very relevant topic the week before the 3 weeks. Right? So, sorry, supercuts. What's the sports one that you hear about on the radio?
I think it's called sports cuts or sports
something. So that one, right? Sorry, unless you find you gotta go to Borough Park full of your haircuts. So is that true? That's what it seems. So lefichach, therefore, birshus harabim shakol over mishavim sham mutar shehu yarek. However, if it's in a public place where everybody is going back and forth, so then it's permissible because people are going to see it.
Did it ever happen that a non-Jewish barber killed a Jew?
He didn't live to tell about it. Well, there is a story. The Gemara does tell a story in that it wasn't that he didn't actually do it, but there was a concern for doing it. I think the Beis Yosef will allude to that Gemara enough that we'll be able to talk about it. So the Torah then says, "V'chein hu mistakel b'mara mutter she'az nirka adam chashu v'yari lasos l'ra." That if he looks into a mirror, then it's okay. When he looks into a mirror, it sounds like he brings his own mirror. And just having a mirror in front is not really the case. Why? Because it really has nothing to do with looking in the mirror. I mean, at first glance, it's he's going
to
see if he's going to do something. No, that's not what it's talking about. Okay. The Gemara says that somebody who normally looks into a mirror is going to be thought to be an Adam Chashuv, an important person, and therefore the non-Jewish barber is going to be afraid to kill him because he can't go ahead and kill this important person. Some schleppy person he could do, but if a person is looking into a mirror already, so then he must be somebody that's chashuv, and therefore he's going to be off limits to the murderous tendencies of the non-Jewish barber. So where is this coming from? So that is a Beferish Mishnah. The Beis Yosef points out, Beferik Ein Ma'amidim Tanan, it's a Mishnah, Kaf Zayin Amud Aleph, Ein Mistaperin Mehem B'chol Makom, that one is not allowed to get a haircut from them at all. Divrei Rabbi Meir, the Chacham Omrim Birshus Harabim Mutter, Aval Lo Beino Leveino. That in Birshus Harabim, it's okay, but not individually. V'yadua Shalacha KeChachamim, V'chein Pasuk Harabim. So when you have Machlokas, Rabbi Meir versus the Chacham, who wins that Machlokas? The Chacham win that Machlokas. So the Chachamim are the ones who are making that distinction between Rishus Harabim and Rishus Yachid. So therefore, it must be in Rishus Harabim, it sounds like it's okay, Rishus Yachid, it's not okay. Mm-hmm. Which it sounds like we should be in the clear in the terms of going to a regular barber where there's a big mirror in the front and all should be okay. Now, I would just, thinking about it, I just popped into my head right now, that where men go, right, men go to a barber that usually there's a big window in front. Right, John Torta, whatever, I can never pronounce his name, Torta Leach, the guy by Wynwood Lanes, not Wynwood Lanes, Wynwood Shopping Area. Right, that's the traditional barber with the post in the front.
Transoletti.
Yeah, so with a big post in the front and a big window in the front, right, and that probably where is the source for the big windows because you got guys hanging out with razors very close to people's necks, so they make people safer. Non-Jews also, to make everyone safer, let's have a big window in front. And by the way, most traditional barbershops have that, right? They have that big window in front.
Sure.
The more modernish barbershops, like
Supercuts.
That's the one by, which was, there's two. There's Supercuts and Short
Haircuttery.
There's one on Lancaster, right, that people go to. So that is, that's a more modern place where there's kind of a break, right? So you don't have, there is a window in front. But then there's a big break to get to the pets. By the way, women get haircuts, and when women go get haircuts, so they get a haircut in for a woman will go. A lot of these places have a screen that they use to cut off, so that the woman could get their haircut and not worry about it. So that's a wait a second. It just cut into my mind. Wait a second. does that then lead it back to being not Rishi Sarabim anymore? So probably not. I mean, there usually are still people there and people know about, etc. But that's just something that came into my mind. So the Gemara there continues on and tells the story. The Beis Yosef continues on and says, "Mefurashama Gemara, u'mashe shim hu nikr la'adam chashuv." So if it's clear that he's a chashuv person, afal pi she'eino ro'a b'mara mutter, even though he's not looking into a mirror, it's then going to be okay as well. Because the issue is not that he's looking in a mirror. The issue is whether he is chashuv or not. Right, adam chashuv should be okay. That's what the Rambam says. V'nira the lo bay lios ro'a b'mara. The only issue with looking into a mirror is if they are private. Again, mirror does not mean you're looking and seeing what's going on. Mirror is just a sign of chashivus. It could be that nowadays everybody's just considered chashivus because the police will investigate anybody, you know, anybody's murder. But about then it's going to be permissible regardless. However, Elishatosfos kasvu. Wait a second. The halacha lemaisa aser lihistaper migoy el in kain roa. He's not allowed to get a haircut from non-Jew unless you're looking into a mirror. Vafilu b'shu sarabim. And even Rishu Sarabim, why? So we are seeing the Gemara, because the Gemara has a story there of Chana Bar Bizna having mistaper migai, bishvil din harida, that Chana Bar Bizna was getting a haircut from a non-Jew. And Amar Lei, Chana yi koecha lezuga. Amar Tesi Lee, the Avri of the Rebbe Meir. He said, "Oy vey, this blade is coming near me, and it must be because I violated the Shita of Rebbe Meir." The Gemara tells a story that this Rav Chana Bar Bizna is getting a haircut, and he takes out the razor, and he feels nervous. Now, the Gemara doesn't say he was killed. The Gemara just says he felt nervous. He says, "Why am I feel nervous? Oh, it must be because I violated the din of Rebbe Meir." So Tosfos comes and says, "Wait a second! I thought we don't pass it like Rebbe Meir. Why should he be so concerned about violating the din of Rebbe Meir?" So Tosfos therefore says, "Must be that we pass it like Rebbe Meir, or we should at least be choshish for Rebbe Meir." So that's what Tosfos actually paskins, and we'll see how that spells itself out in the Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos says that in this din, it seems we paskin like Rebbe Meir, because otherwise, why would Rav Chana Bar Bizna have anything to be worried about? And then he adds in and says, Tosfos also comments, "V'dafka b'tar d'shchiach be'hezeka," that the real issue is only by a razor, because that's where you can really damage something easily, bekal easily. "Avav misparayim lo shchiach b'hu," but with scissors, it's not, so you don't have to be concerned so much. "Lo shchiach b'hezeka," the demon damage isn't so common. "V'shari imeshimo acher," and therefore it's going to be mutter if someone else is going to be around. So that's what Tosfos concludes. Tosfos says that doing scissors are okay, razor is problematic, even if no one's around, unless, it sounds like unless there's a mirror, because that's what he's complaining about. In that Gemara, he's nervous, I didn't bring my mirror, and therefore I'm violating the dictum of Rebbe Meir. So, again, it could be that we could just say, you don't need mirrors nowadays. Nowadays we have a driver's license, nowadays we have a credit card, nowadays there are police, now you come with those types of tools, but that's a big chumra of Tosfos.
He's saying if you're getting a haircut, you're in the barbershop, the guy probably has razors and scissors.
Right.
If he's using the scissors, we're not worried he's going to grab the razor and
throat. Yes, that's interesting. So I don't know.
The razor, then we worry about it more.
Yes, I really discussed. What I tried. Yeah, right. I mean, the issue is that. If you would use scissors, so then for him to get a razor is then going to be difficult. He'll be able to get out of the way, and therefore it's going to be okay, right? I think the issue is for him to have an operating with a razor very close to your vital organs. So I was interested in the issue with getting a razor for the back of your neck, right? People technically, you could also shave under your face as well with a razor. So is that permitted to do by a barber? So I don't know, I looked around a little bit. It seems like the only thing that people talk about is the issue with regards to the regular things that about the face. I didn't see anybody raise the issue of you're allowing a non-Jew to operate with a razor next to your neck. I didn't see that question raised, but It could just be that the whole gezeira then is batal for that reason. Okay, so that is. Oh, by the way, the Beis Yosef concludes: King Dasa Poskim Venira Li Daf Tosus Lo Kasfua El Lo Mar Shetov Lino Kina. Even Tosus, when he said that, he was only saying it. Maybe it's a good chumra or something. Kach Kivin Dechazina De Rav Chana Hayim Itzdar Al Dalo Chashul De Veri Meir. Because we see that Rav Chana was concerned that he wasn't chushish for Veri Meir, but it doesn't actually mean that Rav Chana was really going to paskin that really paskin that way Lamaisa, and that's the way that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, as we'll see. But I guess while we're in the back, perhaps we'll do Sif Beis as well.
I'm surprised about the mirror thing, because it seems to be a halachic tendency not to men don't aren't supposed
that's
to
use Sif Beis. Very good. That's Sif Beis. So comes Sif Beis, we'll just do the tour first, and it says Velohi Tiru Lihistakil Vamara El Lamisha Misafir Mina Gai, that you're only allowed to look into a mirror when you're getting a haircut from a non-Jew. Or similarly, meaning you're giving yourself a haircut, right? And it might be dangerous for other reasons to not have a mirror nearby. Or you have some kind of issue with regards to being healed. However, without that, it seems like it should be prohibited because of the prohibition of thou shalt not wear clothing of a woman. That's what the Torah says. Torah is basing
it. A woman looks into a mirror.
A woman looks into a mirror. A man shouldn't be looking into a mirror. That's what Tosos comments. And that same Tosos that discusses the chumrah with the barbers also mentions this chumrah with the mirrors. He says, I don't think that you're actually allowed to look at it based on a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, if you're not supposed to look into mirrors, most women look into mirrors, men aren't supposed to look into mirrors. So that's. That's interesting, right? that's problematic. I mean, that's the assumption there, and there are and Tosfos there brings a few proofs. Actually, the Beis Yosef quotes a few of them. The Beis Yosef here says, "King Kasfu Sham Hatosos V'Harash Midamash Mahacha BePerak Hashoel." From the fact that we learn here, and from Perak Hashoel in Gemara and Shabbos, the Mutar Ish Liros B'Mara, that it seems like it is permissible to look into a mirror. Meaning, Tosfos, it sounds like from here, if you're walking, meaning from our Gemara, it sounds like that you're walking around with a mirror. Why? Well,
you have a mirror. What's the counter for it?
The second proof that it sounds like that should be okay from is Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara and Shabbos says Mutra Ish Liros Bamar, that a person is permitted to look into a mirror. Now that I don't think the Gemara actually says that. The Gemara says you're not supposed to look into mirrors on Shabbos lest you go ahead and start plucking hairs and be in violation of something. Mm-hmm. So Tosfos points out, what does that sound like? It sounds like it's only on Shabbos that's going to be a problem, but during the week, therefore, it's okay. So Tosfos comments says no. It must be that Gemara is only talking about women. That women aren't allowed to look in Shabbos, but they are allowed to look during the week, but men aren't even allowed to look during the week because of this prohibition. What's the reason to say that it's a problem? That's because it's a Yerushalmi, and there's a Tosefta that says it's prohibited unless you're Karav L'Machos, unless one is close to the king, in which case one gets a few dispensations. Those Wednesday night cheer goers will recall we spoke about this a few months ago. With regards to going into a church, that there might be a Karov L'Malchus Heter for that. That was the issue with the Obama invocation several years ago. So this is one of those dispensations for Karov L'Malchus, is that you need to look into a mirror. So it sounds like from Tosos, and generally as Ashkenazim, we try to pass it like Tosos, or try to at least be Yotze the Shita of Tosos, that looking into a mirror is problematic because it's Beged Isha. Now, immediately, you're going to jump in and say, wait a second, what about the subjectivity? So that's what the Ran paskins. Varan chiluk, right? The Ran disagrees. Mm-hmm. And the Ran says it's not a objective issue, it's a subjective issue. So that Yerushalmi and that Tosefta where it talked about not looking at the mirrors, right? Inyan achid, v'makum shuragilim ha'nashim li'staka v'mara. That's talking about a place where men normally look into mirrors, k'mo ha'nashim, like the woman do. Then it would be the su leikam ishum liyobash gever simlas isha. Then there's no longer prohibition if men do it as well. But the Beis Yosef is clearly pointing out that it's a machlokas, right? Tosos holds no, and the Ran says that it's okay, right? V'shemiyan dahacha with the parak shoel v'tosef the nami bahachi ayru, right? So he's going to say, all the proofs where it says you're not allowed to do it, that's because it's a place where women do it and men don't do it. But yet still, even in those situations, we would permit it for somebody who is karov lamachlus lefi shachaverim hayunimnim b'chol machlus, because others would stay away in other. It sounds like was others would stay away under all circumstances. I mean, we need to matter it for karov lamachlus, because otherwise everybody would be staying away. So that seems to. So we seem to have this machlokas going on. They do, however, the Rishonim do, and the Vedic of Ayas points this out, and the Darkei Moshe points this out, that there are clearly dispensations for other reasons. Like if it's dark, or you need to the sofrim or something, or you're cutting your own hair, as mentioned here in the Vedic of Ayas. I mean, there might be. It doesn't sound like it's completely 100% prohibited. This sounds like for anything having to do with seeing what you look like.
We're talking about looking into the mirror, not going to the barber.
Right. Right. And according to Tosfos, it says you're not looking at the mirror. The only reason you're bringing it to the barber is that the barber thinks that you're a chashuv guy, even though you might really not be. Right?
It seems like a little bit of a stretch to attribute this to wearing women's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a kind of clothing at all.
Right.
But it's like something a woman.
It's a habit of women.
Right.
It's a custom of women,
So the Torah says, Yilbush Gever Simozisha, right? That's what the Pasuk says. That's what you're picking up on, right? The Pasuk only says you're not allowed to wear women's clothing. The Gemara itself clearly expands that to more than just wearing a skirt. Right, it expands that to wearing, to plucking out hairs, to plucking out the white hair if everything else is dark, things like that. So the Gemara already has gone that way, and putting on makeup and things like that, and that's where the mirror thing points. It comes up, and that's where the Shuvah of Moshe comes in.
Right? You've been dying.
So that sort of Moshe has a tshuva about those two topics that are put together. I should have copied it for you today. I apologize for that. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe Yerodeh Chelek Beis Simen Samach Aleph talks about those two issues, the issues of the mirrors and the issue of the dyeing of, they actually talked about dyeing of the beard. So the dyeing of the beard issue and those types of things, and the issue comes up as well as dyeing hair. Are men allowed to, it's permitted to dye hair? So it seems that the promotion, and so in Nishmas of Rami Kosher and Shlomo Zalman, that in situations where you're correcting a wrong, so everybody agrees that that's okay. A wrong is not the best term, but if, for instance, a person has like a gray spot, you know, like it happens sometimes, they'll have like one spot that's gray, and just looks really weird. So that would be permitted to die, because that's not trying to correct. Or the other tshuva. That's another thing that Rav Moshe points out is that it's a little hard to say in this tshuva. Rav Moshe points out it's a little hard to say that dyeing your beard is a violation of Begadisha if women don't dye beards, right? Hopefully. But it's just in dyeing in general is an issue. Similarly, the poskim seem to be very willing to be makil with regards to like a boy who's 20 years old, all of a sudden his hair turns all gray and he needs to date. Right, so that also people seem to be okay with, but to go beyond that and just say, well, I want to always look blonde. So that is already becomes a little bit more problematic. But with regards to the mirror issue, you have, I think, even a bigger issue, because Tosos, at least the way that it's being spelled out by the Beis Yosef and his understanding of Tosos, is that it's an objective problem. Right? That's the way Tosos seems to be spelling out, that it's an objective issue that men shouldn't be going ahead and doing that. So Rav Moshe points out that what Sheldon said, well, wait a second, this is very far-fetched, because you've gone from clothing to putting on makeup, and then to beyond to going on putting on makeup to looking in a mirror, and a mirror is not even a maisa. I mean, a mirror is not even an action. You're not actually doing anything. You're just looking at something. So how could you go ahead and say that that's
most
actually...
Most is an aid to doing it.
How can you say that that's a violation of a prohibition that's an action-oriented prohibition when you're not actually going out ahead and doing an action?
What if you just like looking at it and want to see if your tie is straight?
Oh, wait a second. So how does Rav Moshe deal with that? So
all the time.
So one second. So if you so
right, to just say, oh, we possibly like the Raz, so I think Rav Moshe would be uncomfortable doing that. I think anybody would be uncomfortable. Like, that's uncomfortable. We generally, as Ashkenazim, asking about possibly like Tosfos. Tosfos isn't going to say it, not going to say that. So Tosfos, Rav Moshe, I think my reading is that he thought about it and said, well, wait a second, what exactly is Tosfos prohibiting? Tosfos is prohibiting looking into the mirror as an action of woman. I mean, Tosfos itself is surely going to say it's not objectively an isser in that it's an isser d'oraisa and not allowed to do it. If that's the case, then a karvel malchus isn't going to be allowed to do it. There has to be a dispensation out there to be able to do it. Right? You wouldn't be able to do it in order to get a haircut, right? Even if you're assuming that he's not actually looking at it, but to look at it as a demonstration of status, that would be prohibited. Right, if that was really, really objectively a prohibition. So there has to be some amount of subjectivity. What then is the machlokus between the Ran and Tosos? So it says Rav Moshe that the prohibition according to Tosos is to look into a mirror in the way that a woman looks into a mirror. That's going to be the problem. But to look at it less, then it sounds like it's okay. So a man is supposed to look good. He goes on and talks about this. A man is supposed to look good. They're supposed to have their tie straight. They're supposed to have their collar down. They're supposed to have their hair somewhat brushed. They're supposed to look okay. But to sit by a makeup mirror and start putting on the cover up, yes, putting on the blush, putting on the makeup, or making sure every hair is perfectly in place, yes, that's inappropriate for a man. That's woman's actions. So instead of emotion, what was Tosfos saying was prohibited? Not looking in a mirror at all. That's not, even though I often think about this, but I've wondered about it. I mean, did people ever actually know what they look like? Right? You have that Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Nazir, where the person became, where Shimon HaTzadik gives the person a big hug that he became a Nazir. He said, what made you become a Nazir? He says, well, because I was once walking around and I saw my reflection in the water and I saw that my hair was really long and I looked really good, and that led me to grow my hair even longer and then look really bad. So I wonder, like, how often did a person actually know what they looked like? Would a person actually be able to identify themselves regularly?
Yeah, the Narcissus legend also, he saw himself in the water
and then when
fell in love with himself, and he just stood there, turned into a plant.
Right, and he stayed there, right.
There's also in the article biography of the Chazon Ish, it implies that he never saw himself in the mirror. They once showed him a picture of himself, and he said, oh, that's my brother.
They say that the Chafetz Chaim.
Chazon Ish.
Okay, they say that famous picture of the Chafetz Chaim, I've heard it said about him. That's not really what he looked like.
Well, that picture is questionable, but
but okay, yeah. So it could be that some people are extra machker in this, but in terms of lemaisa in America, for most normal people, for me at least, I don't want to prejudge anybody at this table. But it seems like what he is establishing as a prohibition is not just looking at the mirror, but looking at a mirror as a woman looks at a mirror. So a man is supposed to make sure everything looks good and looks appropriate and looks nice, and then shouldn't worry about it too much. I realize we didn't actually look at the words in the Shulchan Aruch, so maybe we'll just do that, and then we'll call it. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Nun Vav, we skipped in the Beis Yosef Sefer Moshe with cutting out the middleman. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Nun Vav Sif Aleph, Ein Mistaprin, one should not take a haircut mi ovei kochavim el v'makom shemitzuyim b'vnei adam, unless people are around. Oh, im oso ha'ovei kochavim midamish oso Yisrael hu adam chashev. Or if the non-Jew thinks that that person is a chashev person, he doesn't even mention the thing with the mirrors, right? He just says if you walk in and you show your badge, the chashev person badge, right? So that should be sufficient as well. Comes the Ramah and says v'yish machmir sholi stapin ovei kochavim afil makom rabim. It shouldn't get a haircut even in a public place. Bitar with a razor. Right, including that's a chumra and a kula, right? That's Tosus chumra and then a kula. Im lo sheyira bamar, unless you have a mirror, benagu lahakel kesvara rishon. And the minig is to be make it like the first svara. Why exactly are we making it like the first svara? So the Shach points out that the reason that we can be make it is because we pay them. He quotes that from the Drisha. So then the Shach argues, so wait a second, that's not a reason to be noeg like the Svar Rishon. That's a reason to be like, that should be an additional item mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. I mean, if you give him money, so then it'd be okay. So rather, he says that's just the way that we are. B'nei od mistaprim min ovi chavim, b'nei od levein atzman, lav shaper avdiv,
That's just the way that we pass him. We pass him like the Chachamim against Rabbi Meir. But
so
then he adds in.
What does the payment have to do with it? What
no, that, that the Drisha comments, he comments here on our page here,
yes.
And it's really based on something a couple of simanim earlier, about the doctor issue, that if you're paying the doctor, so then maybe there's room to be made guiltless. He's really in this for Parnassa. Right, so he's not going to risk killing his clients because the way here
right.
works, that grows that's, back, and
okay.
he'll you'll be a client next month also.
yeah.
Mir Sosha. So that's Sifal. Sif Beis is then this mirror issue. Asr li'ishli stach b'mar mishim lo yilbash gever. Now there is a separate thing, Kuf Pei Aleph, I believe, is a simon of that Grisha. I mean, that is a separate simon. Why this is mentioned here is a little unclear to me, but Asr li'ishli stach b'mar mishim lo yilbash gever, elin kein mishim rufu, unless you need to heal yourself, don't you choshish ve'inav, you something in your eyes, and mishim stachar afri, give yourself a haircut, elin mistachar minav edulcham, or you're getting a haircut from non-Jews, being a Leveno, amongst yourselves, in which case the mirror will serve as your chashuv, your status symbol. V'chadei liyira adam chashuv mutter laros b'mar, right? Or to look like a chashuv person, so then you can look in the mirror. By the way, not mentioned here is looking into a mirror to put on your tefillin.
Mm.
Right? It's not mentioned here. Cohen has this, he's claim that he quotes from Rishmo that it's between your eyes doesn't have to be so between your eyes, and therefore it's
because
it's inappropriate.
Need,
yeah.
You might need a mirror to do it, and that's why.
That's his. That's what he claims. I have a little trouble understanding that, but that's his.
People say that Rishmo is often.
That he's daft and does it a little bit to the side. Right, off-white.
Not too far over.
Yeah. So it says the Ramav, Yishum hu da'asu liros b'mara hainu dafku makam de'in daraf liros b'mara rak nashim. So, and there are some say that this prohibition looking at the mirror is only a daft in a place where people don't look at it, only the women do. V'yis b'yishum lo yobash gever. Aval makam sh'derach ha'nashim liros gam kein b'mara matur. A place where men do it also, so then it's matur l'gamre. That's the Ran. V'afil makam sh'nagu l'hachmir im osa l'refua. Even a place where they are machmer on it, if you're doing it for health reasons, osha osel hasir haksamim, or to remove stains from your face. You just eat spaghetti and meatballs, so your wife tells you, don't pull this no mirror thing on me. I want those. Yeah. Oh, notzos mirosho, or notzos, I guess, are some kind of nits or something.
Feathers.
Okay, feathers from your head. That is permissible. The chenagu, and that is our minug. So I'm not sure what the chenagu is going on. It's going on the reisha, the seifa, the ran, or the tosos. But our minug is to be makel certainly for these reasons, and then you have ravosha to be makel a little more. Generally, Gimel is the opposite din. A Jew is not supposed to be a barber for a non-Jew, because you may have to cut in a specific avodah zaradik fashion. So not so relevant bisman hazeh, but.
Is that including shaving
the pipe? No. It means that you're leaving. Yeah, like, it sounds like they would leave some kind of. Like, my impression is like in the. Like in the Ten Commandments, where Pharaoh had this had that ponytail coming out of the middle of us. So I think that's something like that. That's what I'm envisioning. That the Bukhari stuff.
Although it could be
blurry, but I thought the same thing. I wondered if it was
blurry. Mentions blurry.
Some kind
of non-Jewish sideburns. Would that be
for a Jew to cut a non-Jewish sideburns? I believe would be mutter. But I have to wait. The girl saw cut a woman's sideburns. Right? I would assume it's mutter. But those halachos are a few simanim later.
Yeah, I'll look.